Bible speaks of blessings and curses. In the past, we've talked about curses, and more recently, we've been talking about the blessings. What does the Bible tell us about how to be blessed by God?
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bern Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bern Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bern's instructional teaching. Bern shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bern discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bern.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Well, greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide radio broadcast, where over the past several weeks we have been talking about the blessing. If you would like to hear the previous broadcasts and the previous parts of this teaching, I invite you to go to our website on the internet at www.walkinginpower, all one word, lowercase letters, walkinginpower.org. At the top of the homepage, click on Radio Broadcasts, which will take you to that part of the website where all of the previous broadcasts are listed. Correction, Mikey. Where all of the previous parts of our broadcasts are listed. And you can click on any one of them and listen online, or if you wish, you can download them for free to your computer. And while you're at it, may I encourage you to go to other areas of the website where you will be able to read books freely online or download them freely to your computer in our book section or in our audio tape teaching section to listen to teaching audio tapes online or freely download them to your computer, and we hope they'll be a blessing to you. Well, we have been talking about the blessing. And earlier on in this series, we defined the blessing as an endowment with power. That means God equipping you or me with a particular anointing or empowerment to walk the faith walk, to live a successful and a full life, and to receive the benefits of the kingdom which he has reserved for every believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, one with the Father and the Holy Spirit. So the blessing is by definition an endowment with power, an equipping of the believer for the purpose of carrying out his purpose in life and his purpose in God. In our last broadcast, we were talking about the power of words, because blessings are made up of words. And we established from the scriptures that words are spiritual and that they must be directed toward the person speaking in the name of Christ Jesus, that they must be spiritual words, that those words are seed, and that those words are set in motion by faith. We said that the words must be spoken aloud. In way of brief review, Job 22:28, in that day you will declare a thing or decree a thing, and it will come to pass. We said that the words must be directed. In Mark 11:23, Jesus said, if you say to the mountain being the problem, you must speak to the problem or the issue, or if you're imparting a blessing, you must speak and direct your words to the person to impart the blessing through the ministry of impartation by the spoken word and or by the laying on of hands with the spoken word. Notice what Jesus said, if you say to the mountain, if you say to. In other words, the words are directed. And then we also said that the words are actualized by faith without doubt. That is, they are made real, made to exist, brought forth into reality by faith, which is the activator, the words being the spiritual seed. Huh? Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it shall eat the fruits thereof. Well, fruit come from seed, so the power of the tongue is to produce seed, and the seed produced by the power of the tongue are faith-filled words. And it is faith which activates those words. So words of faith, rhema words from your mouth. The word rhema means the happening or the speaking thing or that which is spoken by the living voice. That is the voice of the Holy Spirit who prompts you and puts it on your heart what to say to begin with. So what you see then is when that faith-filled word comes out of your mouth, the happening is in the word that is spoken. That's why prophecy comes true. That's why prayers are answered when they are prayed aloud. And we said that we must hold fast to those words. Hebrews 4:14, hold fast your confession of faith. Well, we want to continue after that brief review. And let me just say today that the other thing that the scriptures show us is that those words must come from the heart. The words must come from the heart. Let's see what Luke 6:45 says. Read along with me if you will. The good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth what is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Well, what is it that fills your heart? Well, your thoughts. And so Proverbs 23:7 says in part, as a man thinks, so is he. But notice what Luke 6:45 said. It says, for his mouth speaks from that which is in his heart. So, as a man thinks, so is he, but man speaks what he thinks, and what he thinks is in his heart. And so, we have to have a proper thought life in order to impart a proper blessing. We have to have a proper thought life in order to have faith-filled words come out of our mouth, because we have faith-filled thoughts in our heart. Remember what we said earlier in the broadcast, that the purpose of the blessing is to endue with power. to carry out our purpose in life or the purpose of our loved ones in life, and to carry out their purpose in God. And so, if we are doing this, if we are filling our heart with good thoughts, then out of our mouth will come forth good words. Did you know that the believer in the Bible is regarded in typology, that is in types, as trees? And in Matthew 7, the Lord said, "A good tree brings forth good fruit, and an evil tree brings forth evil fruit." A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, and an evil tree cannot bring forth good fruit. And then in Matthew 3, he says, "Put the axe to the root." Say anointed, spirit-filled words. The axe represents the anointing. Say anointed, spirit-filled words to cut down the curse by faith. Back it up with faith. Watch God work. And so, we must hold fast our confession. That is, we must hold fast to the faith-filled words of the blessing which we speak over others. And those words must come from our heart. And they must be holy words and words of goodness, words which equip. Now here's another point. When we speak a blessing upon our loved ones, we need to speak as an oracle of the Father. Do you know what an oracle is? An oracle is a person who speaks on behalf of God the things that God prompts him or her to say. So when we speak the blessing, we are functioning as an oracle for God. We are speaking the word of God over a person. We are speaking a word from the witness of the Holy Spirit to a person. And that might be one of three things. One, prophecy. Two, blessing. Or three, prayer. But the point is that words should be used as an oracle of the Father. They should be faith-filled words. They should be words which bless. Now, let me give you an example. Words are spiritual. We said this before. For instance, if I say to you the word hate, or the word kill, or the word murder, these words affect you. Immediately, when they make contact with your thought life, within you, you respond with a sense of aversion or wanting to avoid them. They sort of disturb our peace or our inner being, because all words have power, whether they're negative words or whether they're positive words. They still have power. And so we have to recognize the power of words, and when we speak as an oracle of the Father, we must impart words which uplift, we must impart words which strengthen, we must impart words which bless. They must be words which fortify, because remember that the word blessing means an endowment with power, and endowment means an empowerment, an equipping. And we said that the purpose of the blessing was to equip someone to live their life fully in line with God's word and favor, to carry out their purpose in life and their purpose in God. So we speak words of blessing. We don't speak negative words which produce an aversion in us, because words are spiritual, we said. I do a fair amount of Christian counseling. I have people come into counseling almost on a weekly basis. And to find out where they are now spiritually, we often examine their past lives and ask them what kind of things they experienced as a child or as an adolescent or in their early adult life, what their relationship was to their mother or father. It's surprising how many have never had a good relationship with their mother or father. Many have never received a blessing, a verbal blessing, from their mother or father. And sometimes they've received a curse instead, because the parents have failed to see or understand that words are spiritual. I've had many come into counseling, for instance, who have told me that they never had a good relationship with their mother or with their father, or their mothers sometimes spoke over them, "Well, you'll probably be no good just like your father." Or you'll probably end up being a drunk just like your father. Or you'll never be able to hold a job just like your father. Or to their daughters, the father might say, oh, you'll probably end up being a cheat just like your mother. Oh, you'll probably just end up being an adulteress just like your mother. I have news for you, folks. All of those things are curses. And if a child or an adult receives those words in their heart, a number of things happen. One, the curse takes root. Two, if the person believes in what they heard, it will seed in them the seed of rejection, and it will seed in them anger, which leads to bitterness and the root of bitterness, which leads to unforgiveness. And there's a problem there, isn't there? Because if you've read your Bible, you know in the Gospels, Jesus said, if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you your trespasses. So what I'm saying is that negative words or curses can seed a whole bunch of problems, which will destroy the person's life, make them walk in rejection and insecurity, a feeling of inadequacy, feelings of failure, feelings that their lives have amounted to nothing. And why? It has all been because of the negativity of the words which are spoken. So when we speak, we don't speak curses over people. We speak blessings, faith-filled words, comforting words. Words have power. Words are spiritual. Can I give you an example of some words of blessing? Listen to these words, and these are just examples to orient you and to give you an understanding and a knowledge of what I'm talking about. When I say to someone, you are loved in Jesus' name, I use the word love. That's a positive word with a positive spiritual meaning. I can say other words that are positive and have positive spiritual meanings to impart blessings, such as safety, health, prosperity, victory, abundance, energy, healing, peace, great composure, disciple of the Lord, accomplished, respectful, dedicated, focused, intelligent, wise or full of wisdom, practical, insightful, charitable, wealthy, favored by God and favored by man, great in provision, talented, skillful, holy and righteous before God, successful in every endeavor or in anything you apply your hands to, of long life, of happy life, a good and happy marriage, valued, affirmed, significant to others, of sound mind, of power. Now, if you listened to those words, I think you pretty much understand that those are all words of endowment or empowerment. And they are spiritual, they are seed. And when the person who you are speaking a blessing over receives those by faith, that seed takes hold. And when that seed takes hold, it grows, and over time it produces the fruit of that blessing in that person's life. For instance, if I say to my son or daughter, I bless you in the name of Christ Jesus, and I declare you are favored from God and from man in Christ Jesus' name. And my son or my daughter receives that by faith, that seed will take root in their life. And they will walk through life favored by God and by man. That's how the blessing works. And there are examples of that in the Bible over and over and over again. If I say to someone and speaking a blessing over them, I declare this day that this young child is a disciple of the Lord, dedicated to the purpose of the Father, full of wisdom and charity, and great is his or her composure, and great is his or her peace. Well, then, I'm speaking a very powerful blessing over that child to endue those things, to empower those things into that child's life. So as that child grows and remembers those words or is reminded of those words, then he can come to know, understand, appreciate, and walk in them by faith. But it's your responsibility and my responsibility, not the church's responsibility, to raise our children in faith, to teach our children who Father God is, who the Lord Jesus Christ is, who the Holy Spirit is, because this is what it means to be blessed. And so, as parents, we want to use these powerful, faith-filled words because they are seed, and we want to seed into the life of our loved ones. Now, let me ask you a question. If you are not a Christian, or if you are a Christian, and no one has ever seeded anything positive into your life, by your receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart by faith, that is, by trust, that He is real, that He is a spirit person, nonetheless a person, that He knows you by name and wants to change your life and impart the blessing to you. If you are willing to step out in faith and believe that, and you have previously missed out on the blessing, guess what? Father God will bless you and will give you the blessing of the Father that you may have missed out on from your earthly father or mother. God is willing and He is able. And you may say, well, Bern, I don't know. I'm too far gone. I don't think that God would be interested in someone like me. Oh, no, my friend. God takes people with bad pasts and gives them great futures. And you're included, just for the asking. Will you ask Jesus Christ into your heart right now? He is who He says He is, and He will prove it to you by your stepping out on faith, being willing to repent of your sin. And He will cleanse you of all unrighteousness and give you a great future. Today is as good a day as any. Will you reach out to Him now, being willing to turn from sin and let Him clean you up? You can't do it. He's got to do it. Pray this prayer with me aloud now, because Jesus is coming very soon, the second coming of Christ, a coming of judgment for an unbelieving and unholy world. Don't be part of that. Reach out now, won't you? Pray this prayer aloud with me.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church where you can be taught the Word of God and not the doctrines of men. Get water baptized by immersion and Holy Spirit baptized. Get into Christian community where they'll teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same. And the Father will begin to release His blessings upon you. Well, what else does the Bible tell us about the blessings? Let's talk more about it next week. God bless you.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Bern Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.